Well, you know, that's what it's about. You know, it's about having amnesia in this league. We probably played our worst defensive game last week, and, you know, I think coaches did a phenomenal job game planning. Coaches did a phenomenal job adjusting, you know, throughout the entire course of the game. I think the players responded very well to their adjustments and the game plan that they put in. So, you know, I think it was just to make sure we hustle, fly to the ball, make sure that we got to take care of their responsibility. And, you know, you saw the majority of everyone doing that today. And, you know, I mean, we was able to stop them and keep them out of the end zone for the most part of the game.
And, Terrell, it seemed like there were several moments today where you were kind of pulling out all stops, the onside kick. I just wonder, just to try to change the course of the game and maybe even, you know, the bigger picture of the season, when you saw with the onside kick, and you, what was that kind of, what kind of message do you think?
Well, I mean, it's a message that, you know, at this point in time, you know, we're a desperate football team. You know, we're desperate to get a win in the most way. It shows that he has trust in our defense. Whether or not you get the ball or not, you know, he's putting confidence in it. And, you know, he's having trust in our defense to go out there and get a stop. I love the call. You know, I call it, you know, every day of the week. You know, that's my kind of game. You know, just let it all hang out. You know, no guts, no glory. So whoever made that call, I don't know who made it, but, you know, it was a great call.
Charlie, 3-7, it'll be an uphill climb to get to the playoffs. How frustrating and disappointing is that?
What was the question?
At 3-7, it'll be a very uphill climb to get to the postseason. How frustrating and disappointing is that?
Oh, well, you know, like I said before, you know, this, you know, we all, you know, wish that, you know, you can make it to the postseason. I'm not even sure right now if that's attainable or not, but, you know, this game to me is bigger than a postseason season. It's bigger than a Super Bowl. It's bigger than any kind of, you know, accolade you can ever be presented to. You know, this game is about passion. This game is about being a competitor. And, you know, once you do that, everything else take care of itself. So, you know, we play this game for pride. We play this game for passion. You know, just go out there and try to be the best that we can be. And, you know, just let the rest unfold on its own.
When you saw Odell make that catch and you guys got first and goal at four, you just think you guys could finish it up and you finally get that victory?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's everyone's, I'm sure, initial thought. You know, Odell Beckham, you know, I mean, he's a phenomenal all-around player. You know, when you're talking about skill level, his passion for the game, man, I love it. Like, I wish I had, you know, more years to play with this guy, man. I love him. You know, I love his competitive nature. I love his spirit. You know, he wants to win, man. You know, he wants to go out there. He wants to be the best. And more importantly, he wants to win. And absolutely, you know, having faith in our team, we really thought they were going to push it in. But regardless of what, you know, our focus was as a defense is, you know, it doesn't matter what the offense do. We got to go out there and we got to play our ball the way we know how to play ball and get as many stops and turnovers as we possibly can.
Is there a point where you're saying, what do we got to do to get a win?
I mean, I know what we have to do to get a win. I mean, I've been playing this game since age of six, and I've won several games. So I know exactly what we have to do to win.
Do